Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is there any word from Akon? Do you remember the chokehold Akon had us in for a couple of years there?
Akon?
Where is he?
So he's now doing the Internet for Africa thing. And he is doing like keynote speaking at... Yeah, because someone I know was a keynote speaker at the same thing as him. Hilarious. And he literally sent it to me being like, you will never guess who's on the billing.
I'm so glad I asked you because I was genuinely concerned about where he was. Like,
and it was like Des Trainer, Akon. I was like, what the fuck?
I love it. And you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And hopefully you can hear us. We're back online. Okay, we want feedback on the sound. We have been trying with another podcast set up for the last couple of weeks, and we did get both our voices into both speakers last week.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
But that was
apparently it's still too low. Like, mm-hmm. My sister said she puts us on and then she has to hire Alexa up. But then, like, another thing will come on after and she gets fucking, like...
Blasted out.
She gets launched out the window with the noise of it. So, like, I don't know. I don't know why they charged your sister that much for the podcast here if it's shit.
No, but I will also say, like, I have listened to some of the podcasts that you guys, like, recommend all the time. And it sounds like they're recorded from Mars. So, yeah. I don't know.
What's the standard?
What's the standard? Because some of them other podcasts genuinely... sound like they were recorded in a tin can underneath someone's stairs. So, I don't know.
Not too sure what the expectations are. But sure, look, we move.
We're going to move. We kind of gotta.
We're going to move on.
We're going to fucking move. It's crazy out here.
I posted a TikTok for the first time in fucking ages yesterday.
No way.
Yeah,
did. What's it on? Being a ma?
I had. No, Bible bashers at my door.
What kind?
Catholics.
Oh,
this is shocking, people. I've had Catholics coming to the door for a while now. Now maybe it's just because the particular parishes that I've been situated in. So I mean, Masgaff, there was a few like little letters that came through the door, and then now and again you'd get a caller to the door. Mm-hmm. And then here, this is the second one I've had since I've lived here. I've lived here nearly 2 years. So like, I just think the parish numbers are low because they have to make the bag or whatever. But I was shocked at the amount of people who were shocked at the Catholic sack at the door. They were like, well, fuck, this is happening now. What, this is a thing? But the comment section, have to say.
The comment section brings it to me every time.
I need to actually individually go through every single commenter and see if they post content because they're all hilarious. But I'm like, I like to say that I'm agnostic, but I still am yet to be fully convinced, so I'm pretty much atheist. And he was like, I have a question for you at the door. Now he was Irish now, and there was a young fellow with him, God love him, but he was like, I have a question for you. And I was like, oh, because I saw his leaflet. I said, is this about God? And he was like, yeah. I don't want to waste your time. I want to be respectful, like, you do you, but we're agnostic, do you know what I mean? Like, my kids aren't baptized or whatever. And he was like, so you believe in, like, what you believe in? And I was like, look, I'm still to be convinced of anything. Do you know what I mean? He goes, what about like the prophecies that are in the Bible from 200 years ago that are very specific and they're coming now? And I was like, how do I say this professionally? Coincidence, maybe? I don't know. And he was like, I don't know. They're a bit too specific. And I had to hold myself back. I was like, listen, mate, I know fucking psychic that could tell you the same shit. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it was just kind of, it was just a bit of a mad ride. And then I put it up on TikTok and I was kind of, the question was, right, what the fuck happened after Easter Sunday? I genuinely couldn't remember.
What do you mean?
So he gets nailed to the cross.
Yeah.
Which is then now called Good Friday. Comes back.
On Sunday. Easter,
on the Sunday. Yeah. I was like, what happens after that? What happened? Did he die again? Did he live a nice life? Did he die again? Like, what was it? Apparently, they believe in ascension.
Yeah, he ascended. No, I thought he kind of came back being like, yo. And then it was, yeah, now, again, highly offensive to anybody who is deeply into the church. We're not trying to be offensive. I'm just trying to piece it together. I did go to a Catholic school my whole entire life.
This is what I was trying to say as well. I was not trying to be disrespectful. It was a genuine question. I had no idea. And then I was like, did I just stop paying attention or did they just not? But apparently, so 40 days later, he ascended. But I was like, why don't we celebrate that?
I thought he was, no, sorry, he was 40 days and I thought he was he wasn't crucified on Good Friday. I thought on Good Friday,
he was crucified. No,
and then
no.
It was the 40 days. I thought it was crucifixion, 40 days and nights, because he was on the cross for a while. He didn't just go. They didn't just, like, they nailed him and they did the little stab thing and it took him a while to die. And then he passed away and then they buried him.
In the tomb.
In the tomb, which was a cave. For some reason in my head, it was like a cave. And then the boulder moved. Do you not remember?
Well, this is what somebody did point out, that his hand
moved.
No, well, this is, somebody pointed out that his hands must have been fucking killing him. So how did he move the boulder?
Oh.
And I said, oh, this is a rabbit hole and a half. This is why I didn't Google it. This is why I asked TikTok, like, what happened in layman's terms for me. And somebody did say, they believe in ascension. Died on Good Friday, came back Easter Sunday. 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. And now he sits on the right-hand side of the Lord or the Father or whatever.
Yeah, well,
like,
I knew that part.
What did he do for the 40 days? What was he doing? Was everyone like, oh, sorry? Like, do you know? And I will point out, blasphemy has been decriminalised, which
he definitely did the Lent thing.
That was before. Pancake Tuesday starts on Lent. Like, oh, so Pancake confused. Tuesday.
But then where was the 40 the days and nights? No, the 40 days and nights is definitely Lent.
Yeah, that's before Easter.
That's what I'm telling you. So then after Easter.
That's what I mean. It's
he
40
wasn't
days
around
after.
For another 40 days. He didn't do stints of 40.
No.
Oh, Carly, my God, lads, this is insane. Like, Carly, this was drilled into my brain. I went to a convent school and I cannot remember a fucking thing. We had a church in the school with the fucking Stations of the Cross and I cannot remember a single solitary
thing. Stations of the Cross is Good Friday. That's the day he died. And then he came back 3 days later. That's Easter Sunday. That's why it's celebrated. My question is about the 40 days after.
But there wasn't two stints of 40. It wasn't 40 a Lent and then 40 after.
There is a very
I know he ascended, but I don't think it's 40 days. I don't think there was two stints of 40. I don't think it was Lent for 40 and then another 40.
I think it was. And that's why I'm wondering.
That's like a residency. I don't think he did two.
Why it's not celebrated. This is why I'm asking. So hold on. Let me check the comments.
People are screaming, by the way, in the background when they're listening to this. They are screaming and squealing.
Listen. On the third day, he rose again, and according to the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and was seated at the right-hand side of the Father.
The third day, there you go.
On the third day.
Not the 40th.
Hold on. Somebody else said 40 days after, so maybe they're wrong.
They
believe in the ascension, that he beamed up to heaven 40 days after he woke up again.
So Lent was 40 and then he stayed around for another 40. What was he doing for the 40?
Round the world in 80 days.
Figuring shit out.
This is what I'm asking. Was everybody apologetic in the 40 days after? And yeah. I'm not trying to take the piss. I genuinely want to see what I personally don't believe actually happened, like, just to preface. But what did they say happened? How did they finish the series? This was my whole question.
I'm actually, do you know what?
It's a good question. No?
Did he not go around teaching? And kind of going and doing the forgiveness situation, the forgiveness tour?
Maybe. Maybe he did.
Or was he with Mary Magdalene? I can't remember.
No idea. Somebody told me to read the Bible. I said, no, I gave up when the light came on and there wasn't enough smut, so.
Oh my God, Jen.
Okay.
So you were having this debate with them?
No, I wasn't. I was, like, having the crack with them.
Okay.
I don't care.
They did.
I was just curious.
Hold on. I'm just like, where was he? Because I know he was Palestinian, which everybody forgets, but Jesus was Palestinian. So
everybody says he was Jewish. Everyone says Jesus was Jewish.
Here's me frantically Googling.
I heard Jerusalem.
Bells are ringing.
I read that.
Sorry, I've been caught on that side of TikTok. And it is iconic. Not to change the subject.
Yeah.
Sorry, he could have been Jewish, but he was also definitely Palestinian. Sorry, just put that out there. 100% yeah. Geolocation was Palestinian. And it's mad how people forget that. Particularly with the genocide going on. Mm. But he was born of a Jewish mother in Galilee, a Jewish part of the world. All of his friends, associates and colleagues and disciples, all of them were Jews. He were regularly worshipped in Jewish communal worship that we call synagogues. And he preached from Jewish texts from the Bible. Okay. I feel like I know
there was
all
a Bible before Jesus. This is why I'm not Catholic.
Because there was the original text and then the... Oh my God, guys, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about this. I'm not doing this. And I don't blame you. If there's people sitting at home screaming, I absolutely don't blame you. I have no idea how I forgot all of this stuff happened.
I'd say your subconscious just like kicked it out of your brain. Because you just like... This is the whole thing. I was like, I never have anybody knocking at my door trying to convince me that the law of attraction is real. So why do I have Catholics doing it? Do you know?
I'd love to know how many people they convert going door to door, though, because I think it's a really interesting, like, there's no worse job than
cold calling.
There's no worse job, God bless them, you know?
That's why I wanted to be respectful of it. I was like, look, I'm not going to, like, Ricky Gervais you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to been sent out in the freezing cold by the fucking church because they're not getting enough money in the basket every week, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, the numbers are low. And, like, this has been known for a while that the numbers in parishes are low, like.
Yeah.
That it's just, it's all kind of happening. I would love to know who they convert as well, or who just, like... Like, because there was a few comments on that video saying, good luck to them if they knock at my door kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? I was like, you still need to be fucking respectful. Like, do you know what I mean?
But like, it's just mad how I'm like, I knew Jesus was Jewish. But I feel like now I'm like, did I know that? And I'm like, no, you definitely did. Like, again, I can't escape the fact that I went to a convent school. It was drilled into my brain. But at this, and I was one of the first years that I had to take religion for a junior cert subject. Do you remember when they fucking, you probably didn't. They changed that one fucking quick sharp and I had to take religion for a poxy junior cert subject. Raging.
I think it was just so confusing. That's the thing. And I think that's why none of, like, any of the people who seem to agree with or be like, you know, in the comment section of that video, they were we're all of the same generation. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, how did we believe in Santa and it was so simple, but this none of us could get our fucking heads around?
Yeah.
Mad. That's suspicious.
That's like, weird.
That's weird.
I have a question to ask though. Like, kids aren't believing as long as they did.
Oh no.
And that's really sad. It's like 8 and 9 now that they're like, sorry, if you have children earmuffs. Listening to this, earmuffs, like, that's real sad.
I know. Is it something got to do with as well? Like, first of all, the internet, so that's fine. Kids can be a little bit more evil these days. And
yes! Oh my God! Because they've access to be evil. Like, they've seen others do it more often.
Definitely. And I know a few kids that would stab you for your Xbox. I'm just like, there's something about you now.
Where did they learn this?
I have no idea.
And I don't want to be like the video games, but like, I don't want to be like one of those.
I know. And then there's also the amount of movies now that start with, like, Christmas movies that start with the kid not believing. And then it all has to be proven.
Like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, wasn't that the whole situation?
Oh yeah, that, yeah. And then even the Christmas Chronicles, that I said this before.
Yeah, you did. You said it before Christmas.
Like, it starts with them setting up a camera to catch him. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just all... It's very much, most Christmas movies start with that.
My brain seems to have... I cannot believe that I forgot that Jesus was Jewish. Like, that's fucking
it's not
mad.
That, it's, I don't think you forgot it. I think your brain just omitted it. You probably don't think about it.
No, I don't. And that's the thing. I don't actually think about religion all that often. And that's what I mean. I'm like, I wouldn't classify myself as agnostic, atheist, any of those things. I just classify myself as non-practicing Catholic.
I classify myself as Carla.
It's just not something I really do.
Somebody else said, just to wrap up on this, else said you can't get married in a Catholic church around Easter because it's a period of mourning. And I say to that, it's a waste of a bank holiday weekend.
True. Yeah, your friends could all be, you know, not having all to take that work much for ages.
Easily have a 3-dayer, and but you're not allowed. Well, that's if you want to get, you know, you can still get married in the church.
It's all God. It's all very interesting, isn't it?
Very,
very. So anyway, that was that. I did have one other question for you. I can't remember what it was.
Sorry, I went on a bit of a spiral with that.
Yeah, I know, but I will say that the TikTok, the comments is it's
oh
through,
yeah, they're great. They're fantastic. Yeah. They're brilliant.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, instant regrets in buying stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I've so many.
I was going to say, I can't really think of any in particular. But
oh,
I just
shock, shock.
General. No, but in general, like in my financial state at the moment, it's just everything. Everything that I buy, I'm like,
Is there
probably
something,
need that money for the mortgage.
Is there something that you've got though and you've just been a bit like rocked by it? Do you get me? Where you're like, okay, why
do you know what? I think I have quite a healthy mindset around money that I haven't been rocked by something too much. Do you know? That I'm kind of like, oh, fuck it. Like, it's fine. It's only money. I'll get more. Do you know? I do think that. I'm trying to think, is there anything? Like, I never return anything, so I'm obviously never that bad. Before Christmas now, when I was trying to finish the house, I was like, oh, probably could have done with that for Christmas, you know, like just buying bits. Like, I bought a rug for the sitting room, which probably could have waited.
Yeah, and it's not exactly what you wanted.
No, I actually do. No, I won't say that. Don't speak about my rug like that. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It's absolutely fantastic. I'm fucking delighted with that purchase. Scratch that all together. Edit that out, Jen.
150 quid isn't bad for a rug at all.
IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA have great rugs.
And it's great with the with my colour scheme.
Mm-hmm. What colour are they?
It's like tan, coffee, yellow and navy. It's all like different patches.
Oh, that goes great with your colour scheme.
Exactly.
Good for you. You know? So that's not an instant regret. But have you ever bought like I'm one of those kind of people that where I'm like, I'll see something and I'll be like, I need it.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be exactly what I'm looking for, but for some reason, it'll be different variations of what I'm looking for. So I end up buying sometimes 3-4 of the same kind of thing.
I get you. Buy cheap, buy twice kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's like, it's stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not, it's never like the, like, buy cheap, buy twice is because things break. That's what that phrase came from. But like with this, it's like, I'll be looking, for instance, right now, I'm looking for a dense white shirt. Right. But I also feel like I run into this folly time and time again because I'm plus size. Do you get me? So I don't have the selection that anybody else has. So I'm constantly trying things to make it work. And
I get you.
It just don't be working. You know what I mean? It just don't be out there working. So,
oh yeah, I always compromise when I'm looking for something very specific that I invented in my head. I'll buy something that's similar and never wear it.
And there you go. That's hello. That's exactly it then.
Right.
And it's like right now I'm like moping around this very specific shirt that hangs a very specific way. and I wanted one in America, but it was out of stock, and it's been out of stock for like 6 months, so it's just not going to happen. Because I was like, I'll just order it, my auntie can bring it home, or I'll just do whatever. But it's literally, so I was like, that's not coming back, it's just not coming back. So I have this other one in my basket, but I know for a fact I'm going to end up buying this other one and it's not going to be right. So then I'm going to end up buying another one, it's not going to be right. And it's, you know, so I'm like, right now I've identified the risk and I've identified the problem, but I do this consistently with stuff, you know. And now I do it with makeup, but I don't know what it is. Like, it's like I have a wallet and then I have like a makeup wallet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I rarely regret buying anything makeup, and I rarely regret buying anything food or drink. But there's lots of things that I've bought that I've been like, why the fuck did I buy that? Why?
I always think that about you with food as well. I'm like, why did you buy peppercorn and fig flakes?
Yeah, but I enjoy them, do you get me? So you can't really
any chance to get a dig in about your fucking taste buds, Carla?
Yeah, well, if, like, I tell you now, if I was going at you for your fucking ketchup and mayo taste palette, there'd be people with pitchforks at my door. Eaters are so defensive.
Yeah,
plain eaters are outrageously defensive.
Fair. Even sometimes ketchup is a bit too spicy.
Yeah, I can see it in your face. And
why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy? So there's been like, there's been very specific things that have been outrageous. Like, but then there's also like, my sister is queen of this. Queen of bags and boxes of shite that will not be used.
And then she'll hoard it.
And she'll hoard it. Like, for instance, and this is unfortunately Amy suffers from, they have it, I need it kind of thing.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh god, yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Like, I'll walk in the door and she'll be like, where's that? I'm going to buy that. And I'd be like, you're not going to buy that because it doesn't go with anything that you own. You don't dress like me. Do you know what I mean? we'll have this debate often. I'll be like, you literally don't dress like me though. So that would be a waste. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, for instance,
be like you asking her where she buys her gym gear.
Yes.
I feel like that's all she wears.
Well, because the horses, yeah.
Yeah. She's always in it.
Yeah. No, I know. But, so for instance, like, this is a classic example of my sister, right? Classic example. So I rock into the house before Christmas with I have a pair of Uggs, the platform minis, right? Now, you'd break your ankle in them. The fucking platform is big and they take forever to break in. And I've a high arch, so it took me particularly longer to break them in because getting the fucking foot into the yoke was hard. Because you got like a hard right angle there. You know what I mean? So anyway, I come in. She's like, she'd always said she wanted UGG minis. Just the regular UGG minis. No platform on them, which makes sense. Because I'm like, all right, grand. And she's like, where'd you get those? And I'm like, I can't even remember where I got them.
An UGG stockist.
Yeah, I was like, an UGG stockist. She's like, I'm going to get those. And I was like, don't get these. And she's like, why? And I was like, because you've weak ankles, number one. Like, she did her ankle in 10 years ago and it's never been the same.
Okay.
It's like, your weak ankle's number one. And number two, you have nothing that will suit these. Like, not one thing in the entire world will suit these. You always wear dark colours on your bottoms and these are chestnut. And you always wear black and they don't go with black. So, sorry, they don't particularly go with black. I was like, so don't get these. I was like, you're not going to like them. She's like, no, I think I'm going to get those. And I was like, don't get the original ones that you wanted. Because you wanted a pair originally. And then you just see me coming in here. And you've decided now that you want these specific ones. So I rock into the gaff like a week later. And there's a box of Uggs there. I was like, oh, did you get Uggs? Yeah, I got the same ones as you. I was like, try them on there. She's like, tried them on. They don't fit. I was like... And she was like, I think they're too high. And I was like, oh, so all of the things. And then the rigmarole of her fucking trying to return them. Do you know what I mean? I cannot even cope. I was like,
I think she just does stuff to pass a bit of time.
I think so too. I absolutely agree.
I think that's what she does.
Yeah, there's no thought process.
There's absolutely none whatsoever. She, no, I love her.
Love her so much. But
she,
oh my god,
fucking drains me.
She's just wild. She's just, it's hard to explain. And I know I'm wild, but I'm wild in a different way. She's wild in that kind of way. It happened again with the fucking, so I rock into the gaff. I put them up the other day on my Instagram. If you're not on my Instagram, don't blame you. I went and I bought a pair of the Adidas VL Core 3.0s, and they are the pretty much image of a Samba. Every time I wear them, people are like your Sambas, and I'm like, they're not Sambas. But they are the exact same, because Adidas do this. They launch like 18 runners, call them different things, and they look the same. Do you know what I mean? Like Gazelles look like Especials, look like Zambas, look like Courts. Now there's different variations with some of them, but the Court, the only thing that they don't have is they don't have the suede bit at the back. That's the only thing they don't have. The front is the exact same, and this and the gum sole, the everything, the stripes, the whole thing. But their Zambas are too narrow for my feet. My feet are too wide for a Zamba. You have to have like fucking ballet feet to wear these. So anyway, I rock in the other day. Sorry, I got them delivered to the gaff. I go in, I was like, oh, my shoes are here. I tried them on. Where did you get those? I was like, you're not going to buy these. I was like, I'll tell you a couple of things where you're not going to buy these. And she was like, why? And I went, because you have nothing in your wardrobe that would suit these runners. God. I was like, these runners only work with very specific styles, and you wear none of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And she was like, no, I'm going to get them anyway. And I was like, name three outfits and I'll let you purchase. I was like, I'll actually physically, I will never rip you out of it again if you can name three outfits that these will suit. She's like, jeggings. I was like, nope. She's like, leather leggings. I was like, absolutely not.
Oh, God. Oh. She's unbelievable.
She just lives in a different planet, and it's like, I wish I was there. I've never come across somebody so relaxed in my life.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, yeah, I envy her attitude towards everything in life.
Yeah, it's like relaxation on a 10.
Yeah, definitely.
It's icon behaviour, in all fairness.
It really is.
So for me. What about you?
No, like I said, that sometimes I will just compromise on something that I've invented in my head and I can't really get my hands on.
Yeah.
Like clothes-wise. Everyone knows that. Yeah. I want to say I've made a few mistakes in buying, you know, like my tools and stuff like that.
See, this is what you are into, yeah.
But I will say I'm adding to a collection. It's like you wear makeup. I think that's because you have a kit.
Okay.
And you will probably use it in future. I'm the same with the tools, even though I'm like, oh God, that level, that spirit level now is fucking 24 quid. Do I really need that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a spirit level on my phone, you know? That kind of thing.
They're shite though.
They're so shite.
They're so shite.
They're trying. Why are you pretending to be a spirit level? You're clearly not. You're
clearly not. You haven't helped me do anything ever. Do you know? Hanging paintings and they're still on a fucking right angle. I'm like,
I'm sure if I read the terms and conditions of that after would be like, this isn't accurate.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
It'd be like, it's like a kid's one.
Yeah.
Where they're like,
it's within like 5 centimeters. That's not like correct.
Like, I not actual size.
Exactly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do something and I'd be like...
I remember, do you know what? Controversial. I bought a Hot Tools curling wand. Well, sorry, tongs. Actual tongs.
Yeah.
Before Christmas. Now, it was on sale in McCabe's. It was like 50 quid down from, I don't know what the fuck it usually is.
110, hey, I think. Hate it. No way.
I can use a wand... I can't get my head around the tongs, or I can't get the tongs around my head, whichever one suits you. It's the plate that you have to
clamp,
press the button. I can't fucking figure out the orientation, you know, around my head.
Yeah.
Like, to get the curls away from my face, I just can't figure it out. I'm just like, right, give me a little Mika wand, because this is a Mika wand I've had for a good 15 years and I know she's on her way out and I'm fucking raging. Now, Mika's still going, to be fair.
Mika's still there and they just launched that hot brush that people are obsessed with.
They seem to have a good hair care. I should have gotten you to get me that in America. The Mika hair care range, because you can't fucking get it.
You can.
No. The hair care is in the, like, the products, because
the products, yeah.
They can't even get them on Amazon, half of the shit.
Oh,
maybe the ingredients are illegal here. I don't know. You know,
I thought Amika was here now. I could have sworn that they were distributed.
Figure out where to get some of the stuff. Maybe it's just different packaging. You know, sometimes they do that. Even
it
with
is, they change
trailers.
All the packaging. Yeah, it's on Cult Beauty. You can get all of it, but they've changed all the packaging to this paisley shite.
Yeah, no, that's the one that I've seen on TikTok. But some of the stuff that, and I can't remember for the life of it, it's in my recommendations on my notes app. But there's like one thing that I want to get and it never comes up anywhere online. It's all like Sephora and shit. You know?
Yeah, I get you. I understand. I understand where you're coming from, Jen. You make some good points. Mm. But I think like hair tails are so specific. And I think when you're trying to recreate something that you've had for years and years and years, you're like, it's not the same. It's not as good. It's not as good.
I know. I just can't. I cannot get the orientation for some reason. I just can't deal with the play on it. No, well, I will keep trying.
I'll have a look for you. Maybe I'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah. And it's very basic. It's just a tongs. I just can't figure out what way to put my hands. Do you know what I mean? And I don't have the fucking time to try and figure it out. Yeah. Anyway, we asked you guys what were your instant regrets on purchases. Jesus Christ. Spare a fucking out, Jen. A few of them. Spotlight water flosser and one of those wave curlers. Ah! Oh, God, I got a mermaid curler as well. Fucking hate it.
I love them, but they're so heavy.
They're so heavy, and I don't have the hair length for it, I don't think. At the time, I didn't.
I used to get stung all the time for that. You know, the Mark Hill wand? With an interchangeable head.
That's the one I bought.
And it was deadly for, like, the one and the two heads. But then for some reason, I'd be like, every time there was a 3 for 2 in Boots, I'd buy another fucking 3 heads. Shit that I would never use. Like, you know that one that fully looks like anal beads? I was never going to use that.
Yeah, what is that for?
What
is that for?
And it's grim.
I know.
It's actually grim. Like, I don't like Ed. Like, when I see people doing curls with it, I'm like, oh.
I know. What is the? Is it to give them more texture? Why? What is the point?
Shocker. Absolute shocker. And I'm pretty sure if you don't know what we're talking about, you could actually Google curler that looks like anal beads and it'll pop up.
Yeah.
It's
like if one of those fucking, you know, when you blow up a long balloon to make a balloon animal and you just put a load of dints in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an undone animal, balloon animal.
Okay. That's a nicer way of describing it than what I did.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, well done you. And I think
you're like, how do I say this but professional?
I do. Me googling. You know the one.
I'll help you.
Do you know the one that looks like?
How do I make that child friendly? Just come to your friendly neighborhood Mav too.
I know. Honestly, yeah, you were like, and you know what, Carla? This is how we're going to explain it to the guys.
Yeah, exactly.
COVID was insane for the amount of random shite that people were buying.
Oh, same. I bought a blackhead sucker. I bought a split end trimmer, which to be fair is all right.
Do you ever use it?
No, and I should.
Do you know, I ended up buying every year
it's my New Year's resolution.
Sometimes I end up buying two of the same thing because I forgot that I bought it.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm not that bad.
I bought two different electric nail filers.
I have one of them as well.
And the fucking plugs aren't even fucking Irish plugs. You're fucked. You're fucked. And I think that's why I ended up buying two because I was so frustrated. I was like, fine, I'll buy another one.
I know. We could just literally get the extension like in the travel section of Boots.
Mortified. This is what I mean. It's like things that don't like make sense. You know what I mean? Like things that like don't make sense. Or I got those multicolored coasters for my car. I've never used them. They're just in a box.
Multicolored coasters?
Yeah.
A coaster for your car?
Yeah.
Carla, what are you fucking after fucking saying to me? Why do you need a coaster for your car?
Because you put them in where the drinks are, so it lights up the drinks so you can find it easier.
Fucking excuse me. Yeah. It lights up the drink. Yeah. What cup are you using? Are you bringing a glass out to the game? Are you bringing a pint glass? Oh, your Stanley cup. The one that's the size of me.
The one that I'm pretty sure I picked up.
It's not going to work with a can of Diet Coke, like.
No, it will.
It's not going to light up a can of Diet Coke.
It'll light up the edges.
I'll take them off your hands.
Yeah, I have them somewhere.
Bobby would love that.
Yeah, I'll get them for you. Honestly, I can't remember where they are, but they're somewhere. And then also bought a load of them fucking tappy lights. You know,
they're stupid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I bought them for like the bar and beside the bed, our bed.
But you have to go around tapping them. That's the thing. I want to be able to like walk into the room and go, lights on. Like, I don't want to be going around bopping a load of fucking home store and more little spotlights.
I got so taken in by,
people
are like, 18 things from Amazon that you need in your life. Yes. I'm like, sure, perfect, of course. And it's like, this makes things so much easier. And I'm like, great. And then I have it and I'm like, I'm not installing this.
It's such consumer, like, it's just capitalism. I
think it's serotonin hits. I think that's what I'm looking for. Yes, I think it's just like order to order, purchase to purchase.
I love it when I have an order on the way though.
No, I know.
Oh, well, like, you're expecting like an order from online from a really cheap website, which I don't condone. I know it's bad, but the serotonin that gives me when I know I have a box of random bits coming to me that I paid 17 quid for, I'm like, yes.
And then when they get there, I'm like, oh,
I know, absolute shy.
Yeah, every time I'm like, why the
I have a roll of sandpaper that's supposed to clean my pots without scratching them. I'm yet to open it.
Oh my God.
But it looks great.
You're like, there you know? They are.
It was like 150.
Yeah. Well, speaking of COVID purchases, someone here said, stuck isolating with COVID, was so influenced on TikTok by those headbands that are supposed to create the same effect as pushing sunglasses over the top of your head.
Oh, the square ones.
They're
that
the
was square very quick.
Shaped headband. Bought them off some random original site, definitely sourced from AliExpress. They arrived after 2 months and I looked like an absolute idiot. Like, they just looked like glasses missing the eyepieces. €20 and I bought 2 pairs.
Oh, God. Hang on a sec. Is this not just a recent thing? I didn't know that was a COVID thing. I only saw that TikTok a while
ago. No, she said stuck isolating with COVID, so it could have been at any point.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Because I thought, maybe I just like caught the video late, but I saw the video of a girl saying, I just want a headband that does this, and then pulled the sunglasses up over her head. It's the perfect fall of hair. It to be fair, it is. But I feel like the invention came out really fucking soon after that.
What's the invention?
Like the headband, the square headband. I was like, I seen her video and I was like, actually, that's exactly what we all need. It's like us saying, all I need is pockets.
Yeah.
I was like, that's all we need is a fucking headband that does that. But then I feel like it was available for me to buy like the next week.
Why does your hair look so iconic when you push it back with sunglasses? Could somebody explain that to me? Everyone's hair looks immaculate.
It's the fall.
Incredible. Yeah. It's like the way it like frames your face but doesn't flatten it and it just like falls to the sides. I just don't really.
I know. It is. It's perfect.
I have an absolute essay here from someone. Like an essay. And she said, I'm not sure if this qualifies, but anyway, I'm sorry about the length, but this really is worth it.
Well, be the judge of that.
Yeah. I spent $40,000 on a cabin, a modular home. I know. I'm like,
oh, fuck. Okay. I'm into it. I'm sucked in.
Yeah. I know, I was like, the first line, I was like...
Plot twist.
Yeah. Modular home in my grandmother's garden. Myself and my partner were saving for a mortgage when I fell pregnant and buying just went out the window. We really didn't want to get caught in the renting and not being able to save because of the rent vicious cycle. So we poured our savings and a massive loan into a shed. We're in it almost a year and the bathroom is already literally rotting. It's freezing. We have to have our heating on 24/7 and our electricity is through the roof. More on this topic to come, and it's absolutely tiny. On top of that, it's caused a huge rift between myself and my family. When we spoke to my grandmother and asked her permission to build the cabin, we said that she could have the cabin as a thank you when we'd paid it off and saved enough for a mortgage. It added major value onto her house and she had the option of renting it out as we have our own side entrance if she wanted the extra income. We could take it with us if we really wanted to, but we thought that that was fair. We had moved into the cabin and lived there for a measly 3 weeks before she called us into the main house for a meeting. My partner was in the shower at the time, so I just headed in with my son on my own. She handed me an envelope that had 2 stapled piles of paper. I flicked through and realised that they were actually both contracts that she wanted myself and my partner to sign. Here were some of the things that we had to agree to. Number one, we were given a lease of 5 years. Despite the fact that she was aware that our huge €40,000 loan was about to be paid off over a 5-year period, which would leave us no time to save for a house, which would leave us back at square one. She wanted €500 rent from us every month. We were paying $1,000 back to the bank each month for the loan, and with me on maternity leave, state maternity pay, we didn't have a pot to piss in. This was also never mentioned once the leading up to the build started and being completed. Number three, she will not let us get a separate electricity meter. I know she's on a set electricity plan that amounts to the same number every month, and I also know that she claims fuel allowance. She claims our electricity can cost up to as much as $300 per month, even during the summer. But I have no way of proving her wrong, so we just have to pay whatever she says we owe every month. Number four, I wasn't allowed to have people over. Number five, I wasn't allowed to conduct any business on the premises, which as a freelance makeup artist, lash brow and nail tech really affected my income. This all came as a huge shock as none of this was mentioned prior to the cabin being built. For reference, between the first conversation and the day we moved in, 8 months had passed. I felt like the moment I became pregnant, I was seen as a cash cow. I'm in a worse position financially now than I would have been if we had just rented while having a small child, childcare, working part-time, etc. So yeah, to cut a very, very long story short, I really regret this poxy shed. It's already in bits because the company who built it are shite. Will I say the name of the company?
Name and shame!
She said, Tony from Q Carpentry. I hope you rot like my bathroom. Needless to say, FML, love the pod, keeps me sane in my little shed.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry that's happening. someone got in your nana's head.
Yeah, some that find sounds out who the bang that cunt of that. Was. The bang of that. And that's what's so frustrating about, like, any dealings of, like, property when your family comes into it is just a horror show. Like, it's stress on top of stress that you didn't even realise. And you really see what people are made of when it comes to this kind of stuff. And it's
bonkers.
To be honest,
though, I think that's, like, it's either a jealous sibling, cousin, aunt or uncle. Like, that is just the bang of somebody getting into the nana's head. Now, like, to be fair, the nana did follow through on it. But I'd say, had it just been left, like, it's, I'm not that I'm trying to diagnose it, it, like, it is what it is, it's happening, like, I feel so fucking sorry for her. That is just, like, oh, and it's, what do I you think, do, like,
but that's what I mean, she said, she was like, I had to sign the contract, sure, the fucking shed was built, you can't just pick it up and, like, shove it somewhere
yeah,
else,
yeah,
you know?
It should have been done before. That's what I mean, somebody got into her head, like,
oh god,
that's just, it's, that's crazy,
horrible.
Oh god, I feel so sorry for you. I really hope it works out. I hope you win the lotto or something.
God, it's, you know? Absolutely. Oh, god. You know when you hear stories like that, like, that's after rocking me a little bit. Because I'm like, I want to help you. I've no idea how I can help you. But I'm freaked the fuck out for you. Because that's so unfair. Because if you didn't know what... And I think it's like, the issue is because whenever you talk to someone about it, it's like, well, you're living in it, you know, you were like, you had to pay something. Why?
Yeah, but talking about it beforehand.
Why? I was about to pay my bills. I was happy to pay my bills. The land was just sitting there. I was putting value onto her own house. And
the deal sounded really great until the contract came
in. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It.
I was like, and there's a separate entrance and everything. So if it adds value to your house, if it that's
and
what
it's
like
annoys
me. And
it's not as if the
nana
was paying for it. Like,
it's like so many people are like so happy to be like, well, that was really cheeky. You can't get something for nothing. But why can't you get, like, why can't you get help? If somebody, if you're available to offer someone help, I don't understand... For your family, I not understand why you don't, why you wouldn't help your family. I don't get that at all. Like, I find that fucking mad.
Yeah,
and sorry, I do get it because human nature is fucking septic.
Families are fucking mad though. Like when you see when somebody passes away and there's a bit of land,
God, no,
belonging to the person in the coffin. Fucking hell, there's nothing that will like rot me more than like a family feud over that sort of shit.
I know, and you're so embarrassed for everybody.
Yeah
And it's like such a level of entitlement that everybody has, and you're like, and I think it's really distasteful as well when people speak about like wills and stuff without the people who are writing the, you know, that kind of way. It's like, well, in the will you're like
yeah, I know.
Unless you're having like a logical conversation about it, I'm like, why the fuck are you talking about
somebody
something that's activated when someone passes away?
Yeah, I know.
Like, why are you talking about that? I find that so fucking bonkers.
I know.
I'm like, speculate in the privacy of your own brain. Do not speculate in public.
That's
you
the sort
fucking
of shit you
weirdo.
Think, but don't say. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I'm like, think it. Go right ahead. Do not say it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I feel so bad for you. I big apologies. And
keep us updated if something comes up and something you get out of the situation. We'd really love to hear.
And if anybody knows how to like help stuff like
that,
if anybody wants like, or anybody knows any kind of like, not citizen's advice, but if there's anything that you want us to pass on to that listener,
yeah,
if you know something that we can help that listener, just write to us and we'll connect. We'll connect the dots.
Let us
know. We will connect the dots.
Next one here. Love my car. Never had an issue, but she's red and it's my least favorite color. Slight regret.
No, I get that, and it's like you love the car, but you're like, oh, like I think I would actually like my car so much more if it wasn't the color that it is.
I do regret not either buying a black or a white car now.
Yeah, honestly, and we have the same color car, and it fucking rots me. It was popular for around 2 years back in 2009.
What is it? It's got metal gray.
Well, metal gray, yeah. But I had I had no choice. But again, when you're buying on the secondhand market, you kind of don't have a choice. It's not as if you're just like rocking up and being like, hi, how are you?
I don't absolutely hate it. I just think it would look nicer. Like, it's such a nice car. Like, it's the high spec. It's an AMG. Mm-hmm. So it just looks so much nicer if it was black or white.
I do love a black one. I wish mine was navy.
Oh no, I think navy looks really cheap on a car.
No, not on that model. I've seen the navy ones of my car.
What? Of your car?
And they're fucking stunning. Shall we wrap it up there and take this to Patreon?
Yeah, there's actually an awful lot more to go through. Jesus Christ. Yeah, we really do.
Yeah.
Do you have an unpopular opinion before we go?
Oh, I do. Give me one moment. I'll grab that for you. So, I don't care what anybody says. London is a nightmare.
It absolutely
London
is a nightmare.
Is a poxy. It's giving me the shivers. Nightmare.
It's bad enough with the people alone. Never mind the geographical location.
Oh my God. It takes so fucking long to get anywhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's because you're not in a car. And I know people are always like, sorry, the tube system. The tube system is fantastic. You can get so many places, but it takes fucking ages.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
It takes fucking forever.
Why are you only copping this now? You've been there like 10 million.
No, I used to work. I think it's because I used to work there. And I used to spend, like, I worked there for, and this is what I mean. I'm like, I'm not actually damning, like, I love Cambridge. Every time I go back to Cambridge, I'm like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. I love you. I worked in London for a year and it gives me hives. Like, mm-hmm. honestly, every time I go back, I'm like, oh, I'm back to London again. And then I'm like, oh my God, I forgot how much I fucking hate this place.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, the vibe to me is off. And I know people are obsessed with it and they love it. And that's great for you. I'm just saying personally, for me personally, I find it a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And every time I go back, I'm reminded.
One day.
Every time I go back, I'm reminded. And I've been there, can't even count how many times. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot. I forgot how much I hate flying into Gatwick. See, I had to fly into Gatwick and fly out of Heathrow, which was also kind of annoying. But I was like, I fucking forgot how annoying this is with luggage and a coat. And it's so fucking hot on the tubes. And then it's fucking freezing. Or during the summer, it's like you're baked on the tube. And it's like, oh, there's just never a temperature that's comfy. You're always kind of like frantically going somewhere. It's like the pace is just so intense.
Was it in London? Remember that story I had about the girl, the drunk girl? But she wasn't drunk. I think she was sick. Do you remember the story you told us? I think it was on Patreon. Do you remember? And she was like unresponsive.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah,
was that in London?
That was travelling from London to Cambridge, yeah.
It's just mad. Yeah, mad place.
That was fucking bonkers. That was insane.
That was like a whole episode.
That was a whole episode, yeah. Oh my God. That was, because that was probably one of the most, actually, now that you say it, I'm like, that was really intensive.
That was crazy.
God bless her.
I actually want to listen back to that because I can't remember, like.
Well, I do. I was there.
You were there. You'd want to remember. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was even like, it was actually gas because do you remember? I was at, I always fucking forget the name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. One of the hotels when I worked there that we used to always stay in Hilton's or Hilton Doubletree's because with Lauder you had American Express cards. So they used to be able to collect points and it was great because it was one of the only things that would like give you back money. You know the way in America you can get fucking points for everything and everything's deadly. Not so much like that over here. So Paddington. So anyway, I was going to Paddington and I got off of Paddington and I was looking for something specific and I ended up walking by the Hilton Paddington. And that is, do you remember the story I told about the Drake after party?
Oh yeah.
That is the hotel and that was the last time I stayed in that hotel and I was walking by it and I was fucking shivering. I was like, what? I was like, oh,
you're nasty.
Yeah, I was like, I hate you. I hate you. Yeah, so that's also on Patreon at some point years ago.
So London then,
it's just not for me. Like, no matter what,
okay,
it's not for me. Maybe it would be different if I had like a home there and it wasn't just so like frantic. But for me personally, I never understood it. And even when I was working there, it was like, you're so lucky. I'd be like, excuse me?
Yeah. It has it. There's a bit. Not. I'm not saying. I'm not. Don't Londoners. Don't fucking take the credit for this, right? But there is a bit of a pang of like New York. Like, you know, the inspiration that you get off living in like New York or whatever. Like a concrete jungle kind of
where dreams are made of. Nothing you can't
like,
do.
Exactly. It has that kind of iconic. Well, it's made out to be like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So. Like, I can't see that. I went for one day. I can't say that I've actually really experienced it. It was for a conference. I went from Luton to fucking Heathrow back to Luton. Like, you know, it wasn't really. Went on Oxford Street for like 5 minutes.
They have to put a silver lining on capitalism. So they really try and make it Like, this is the hustle and the bustle. There's nothing faster and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's called...
Work your ass off.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're a marketing girly. Fucking market it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I know, yeah. Yeah. Realistically. Yeah. It's all just made up. It's all just made up.
Everything's fake. Every job is fake. Anything that they tried to... I'm pretty sure Jay-Z and Alicia Keys were, like, paid by the government to, like, make it sparkle. Because if you were living and working there, I'd say you'd be like, oh, I've like, this is horrid. Like, my rent is 28 grand a month for like a one bed.
I know. You're going to add a stomper to your
list, of course I am.
That'll be in the link below, along with our Patreon link and all other little bits and bobbies. All little bits and bobbies. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. We are going to go and record our Patreon episode now. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.